Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the first edition of the Making Eight Outreach Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. We're going to sit back and talk a little bit of rodeo with you for the next 30 minutes or so. We want to get your input. We want to hear what's going on in your neck of the woods. You know, today is Tuesday, and we have designed this thing where we're going to talk a little bit about each event every day. So starting on Mondays, we're going to have our rough stock events. You know, we're going to cover some bull riding. We're going to cover some saddle bronc and some bareback as well. You know, Tuesdays being today, we're going to talk a little bit about some barrel racing action. We're also going to talk a little bit about some bulldogging. You know, those are two events that we really want to try to promote, try to work on. You know, Wednesdays are going to be our roping days. We're going to talk a little bit about some calf roping. We're going to talk about some tie down, some team roping, and just what's going on in the roping world. You know, Thursdays we're going to kind of dedicate to our bullfighters. And, you know, if you've listened to MakingEight.com, you've listened to our Back on the Ranch shows, you know we've got a big heart for the bullfighters out there. And, you know, Thursdays we're going to kind of make it their days. You know, Fridays and Saturdays we got a lot of folks out there, you know, hitting the rodeo trail, even on Sundays. But we're going to have a Back on the Ranch show every Sunday night now. There's something new that MakingEight.com and MakingEight Outreach has kind of branched out to do. You know, we're kind of getting back to our old roots of what we really wanted to set out to accomplish, you know, when we first designed MakingEight Outreach. And, you know, that's really just reaching out and talking to you, the fans, getting you guys involved in the sport of rodeo. This is your time. You know, these 30-minute shows are going to be broadcasted every day. This is your time to get involved with us. If you want to call in, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls. We'll take some quick questions or comments. If you've got a rodeo event, if you've got a barrel racing event coming up, you know, in the next week or so, you want to talk about it, do a little bit of promotion for your stock contractors or for your producers, we'd be happy to hear from you. So make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're looking to have some special guests on our show here coming up, you know, within the next week or so. We're going to line things up. So as you tune in to MakingEight.com and as you really see what's going on here and how we're going to structure this thing, you'll have an opportunity to really get out and get involved with us. You know, we've got some great upcoming events in the world of barrel racing. You know, we've got some big-time events which offer some big-time money for these guys. You know, so we want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your area. We want to find out, you know, a lot more about barrel racing. We want to let the fans know a lot more about what barrel racing really is. And even bulldogging, you know, we're going to get into the bulldogging portion of it a little bit later on in our show. But, you know, this is your opportunity. This is how we're going to do things, you know, Monday through Thursday, It's a great opportunity for you guys to tune in, kind of find out what's going on in your area, sit back and, you know, hear some questions or comments about some of the things that are going on in your sport within rodeo. You know, this is what it's all about right here. Making Eight Outreach was created and designed to really help out, you know, people within the rodeo community. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to really branch out. We're more than just Rough Stock. You know, we're trying to cover all the events out here and really promote each one. Making Eight has a lot to offer in doing live video broadcasts and things like that. We really want to be a part of that. We want to take part in more than just Rough Stock events. Don't get me wrong, you know, we love bull riding. You know, coming from a, you know, a rodeo background where we've spent some time out there on the rodeo road, bull riding was our thing. But you know what? It's more than just bull riding that makes up the sport of rodeo, and that's what we want to do is keep this tradition alive. So 646-915-9940 is the number to call. Get on the line. Give us a call here on your lunch break. You know, hopefully you're having a great afternoon and you know, you're being really blessed today. You know, it is Tuesday, so we've gotten past the Monday hump. And, you know, it's all downhill from here. So let's get on the phone and give us a call. We're going to take a short break. And this first break is going to be brought to you by Winding Trails Ranch, located in Myakka City, Florida. You know, over 500 acres of beautiful trail riding. They've got some great horses, a great breeding program down there, as well as a wonderful arena. If you guys are interested and want more information on Winding Trails Ranch, you can check out their website at www.windingtrailsmyakka.com. That's also located on the MakingEight.com website under our sponsors and friends links. You can check those out and make sure to go check Winding Trails Ranch out. They have got a beautiful place down there. So we're going to take a short break and lead things off here. One of the greatest young artists that I know of, you know, she came right out of Florida down here. I actually had a chance to meet her personally this past year. Great young cowgirl. We're talking about the young Casey John. So we're going to start things off with her. And how about a little bit of fishing in Daddy's pond?
I know a place where we can get away. Bronx World Champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back. That's right, you're listening to Making 8 Outreach, and we are on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in today. It is Tuesday, so we're going to talk a little bit about some barrel racing. That's right, the can chasing, and a little bit of bulldogging. I started things off here trying to figure out, well, you know, what are we going to really talk about here until we can get some of you callers on the line. So I went to the good old website, kind of logged on, and Googled, barrel racing. The first thing that comes up would be the NBHA. And you know what? One of my questions is this. What is it about the NBHA, and, how are things going with the NBHA? What are they doing right now? What are the payouts? What are they doing that's so productive for the sport of barrel racing? And, it's not just them, but the other associations. We're seeing more that these associations are kind of branching out, kind of doing their own little things nowadays. Everybody's kind of starting out. It seems that that's where it's at. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you think about it. Do you think that the different events going on in the sport of rodeo should be branching out more, or should they still be focused on the entire sport of rodeo and, putting on these spectacular events? Now, living over here in the Southeast, we don't get a chance to see a whole lot of the different, the full rodeos anymore. Pretty much we got a few PRCA events that make it down this way. PCA is down here from time to time. But you know what? More or less, we're seeing most of these individual associations that are coming down putting on just their events. And we see a lot of the NBHA down this way. So we want to know what you guys think about it. What are your questions or what are your comments about some of the things that are going on in the sport of rodeo, being that most of these events are kind of branching out on their own? Just want to know what your take is. 646-915-9940. Some of the other things that I was looking at, they just had their President's Cup, later part of last month, from the sound of it, had a pretty good little run. I was held in North Augusta, South Carolina. The President's Cup, it seems like they had three different events as well as a youth event that went on. These payouts, though, I'm looking at it. Man, my question is this. As a bull rider, somebody from a rough stock event, showing up at these rodeos, we can travel light. We can travel with, several of us together. What's it take for a barrel racer, to earn that money to make a living at barrel racing? And, can it still be done? Can it be done nowadays? So that's my question for you barrel racers out there. 646-915-9940. We want to know what you think about it. I don't want to sit up here and just kind of ramble on, but, it's things like this that really make things worthwhile. And, we definitely want to know, we want to know what's going on with your thoughts on it. Like I said, this is an opportunity for you guys to get involved, kind of get the word out, let other people know about what you guys are thinking on the sport, and let us have an opportunity to talk with you until we can get that feedback, and maybe we can help. Maybe we can do something by trying to get the word out and take it out, to some of these other places. It'd be a great opportunity. One of the other things that the NBHA has coming up is their World Championship. It's going to be coming up in Perry, Georgia, October 24th through the 30th. So that's another big event coming out. Looks like they've got some pretty good payouts. But you know what? Like I said, I don't know what it takes to actually haul a horse around and be able to pay for your horse upkeep for 3 days. And this one here, this one's going to be almost a week long. So what's it going to take for a barrel racer to get out there and get involved? And hopefully we can get those callers in. You know, we're winding things down. We're about halfway through our show right now. And so, this is your opportunity. 646-915-9940. Sit back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and talk some barrel racing with us on a Tuesday afternoon. This is where it all comes in. So make sure to get on the line, give us a call, and let's hear from you. We're gonna kind of slide on down and take another break. If we don't get these callers in here, we're gonna keep on at it. This is our first broadcast here for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and we want y'all to get the word out. You got to help spread it. Most of our marketing, most of our promoting goes through Facebook, and if you guys have seen us, you've about gotten tired of all the posts that we have coming up with some of our upcoming shows. But it's an opportunity for you guys to get involved. We're not covering the events live as of yet. We want to start doing some video broadcasting live from these events. And if you're interested in having us get out there and get involved, give us a call. We've got our contact page there, makingaid.com. We're also on Yahoo right now, so if you're not one for getting on the line, you don't want to call in really or whatnot, you can always add us at Making 8 Radio, and you can jump over there on Yahoo and send us a request out, or send a question or a comment out. We'd be happy to broadcast it right here on makingaid.com. Like I said, this is it. This is for you guys. This is for the fans. This is for the barrel racers, the athletes themselves. We want to hear from you guys. But until we do, I guess we'll have to slide down and take another short break. This next break is going to be brought to you by Ride Rank for a Cure. Whether you're on a horse or a bull, make sure to go pink. Now, this is the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we want to make things known. So if you're interested in Riding Rank and getting involved with Ride Rank for a Cure, you can check out their website at www.riderankforacure.com. We want to make sure that these guys have an opportunity, as well as these young cowgirls in life. We want to make sure that they have a good opportunity to carry on. So let's slide down and have a little bit of Jason Aldean. How about She's Country?
Boys, never met a real country girl. She's talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging, caging lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia Peach with a thick southern draw. Sexy swinging ball. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker. Undercover lover. Thick southern draw. Think she's swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room. She's country. From the song she played to the prayer. She was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay. Come.
time, cause your girl does it one time now.
Cowboy, dressed like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Making 8 Outreach Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right, sitting back on a Tuesday afternoon, talking a little bit about some barrel racing. We're also going to get in a little bit of some steer wrestling. And, you know, before we get into some of the standings with the PRCA, one of the things that I really wanted to talk about is, you know, there's just not a whole lot of bulldogging or steer wrestling, as others may call it. You know, there's just not a whole lot of that here in the Southeast anymore. And we're seeing that with some of the bareback and the saddle bronc as well and the rustocks. But, you know, we're just not seeing the athletes get out there and get involved. I wonder why that is. You know, so if you're a steer wrestler, you're a bulldogger, you know, you want to, you or maybe you've got an answer for us, you know, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls. We're also talking about some barrel racing, so if you're a can chaser out there, you want to sit back, you got a comment or a question for us, make sure to give us a call. You know, sliding down, though, to the PRCA standings, and this is something that I found kind of interesting. You know, it's not just, you know, here in the Southeast, but all across the U.S. Now, Canada is still running pretty strong. As a matter of fact, the number one ranked steer wrestler in the PRCA standings is Curtis Cassidy with over $110,000 this year. But, you know, definitely look to see him at the NFR. But he's one of those guys from Alberta, Canada. And, you know, you look down the list here at your top 15, and, you know, you've got some that are really out there in the out west part, but you just don't see a whole lot from around these parts, you know, around here in the Southeast area. And just wondering why that is, you know, wondering why that we're having less of these athletes getting involved, getting out there and making things happen. Is it because of, you know, the city life, the city's kind of moving in, taking over some of the country over here in these areas, and folks just aren't getting involved with it? Or what, you know, so give us some feedback, 646-915-9940. We're winding things down there. Only got about 5 minutes left remaining in our show, but, you know, we definitely want to hear from you. Understand this is our first lunch hour rodeo show that we're doing here today. Also want to remind you that we do have our roping events coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about on Roping Wednesday. Then we've got bullfighting Thursday. We're going to talk to our bullfighters. And, you know, we want to hear from you guys. If you guys want to be involved with Making 8, want to get involved with the radio shows, want to take part in it, you know, sit back, maybe even co-host the show. Or just like I said, if you want to call and get, you know, voice your opinions, tell us what you think. Make sure to give us a call during the week. We have our contact page. You can also find us on Facebook. You know, we're also under Yahoo. You can always go to the Yahoo Messenger, add us at Making 8 Radio. It's MAKIN, the number 8, radio. and all spelt out one word, we'd be happy to add you there and sit back and talk with you a little bit outside of the show. You know, we want to hear what your input is. You know, we want your feedback. This show is for you. This afternoon rodeo show programming that we're doing here is going to be for you. This is our first one, so we know that, you know, it's just going to be a matter of getting the word out. So we also want you to spread the word about us. Tell your other friends. Tell your friends. Repost our things on your page there on Facebook and get the word out about MakingA.com and let other people know about what we're doing for the sport of rodeo. Believe we've got a good thing here. You know, we've had a great year, and, you know, we're going to talk more about that Sunday night on our Back on the Ranch show. We're going to sit back on the ranch and just kind of reflect on what's been going on for Making Eight in the last 2 years. Take your calls. We'll sit back, have a great time. That's going to be Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But don't forget, every Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to have our lunch hour rodeo show covering barrel racing and bulldogging. So you guys are interested, like I said, this is your opportunity to get involved. I want to thank all of our fans for tuning in with us today, and I hope you all have a great day. Enjoy your lunch with MakingA.com, and we'll see you tomorrow with the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, as we're going to be covering our Roping Wednesday. Until then, y'all get a grip. Take care.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no resist my resist all, it's black as the night for my first eleven nights. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I float up, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first 11 nights. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shake and never stir. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's great. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a night for my first 11 nights. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.